This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, the first attempted political coup of America has been halted. It's been exposed because of the FISA memo coming out. James Comey, Rod Rosenstein, Loretta Lynch, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates, and many others are now facing charges of treason. Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar has publicly said that they are very likely engaged in treason. He said there's, quote, clear and convincing evidence of treason. Now, if found guilty of treason, these individuals could face the death penalty under current U.S. law. So James Comey could technically be put to death if he's found guilty of treason. Now, that's unlikely to be the, he would probably plead to something else. So I'm not saying that that's what we're going to find. My bigger point here is that because this has been exposed, the left is now going to move into a different phase of their attempted coup. And that's going to be the kinetic phase, the mass overthrow phase, the civil war phase of America. So that's the topic today for the next few minutes. Thank you for joining me here. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com and publisher of trump.news, among other websites. So here's where this is going. Okay, the left is so deranged, so full of hatred, anger, lunacy, just blind rage. It is especially notable now that there is not a single prominent Democrat or a left-wing media outlet that has condemned the actions of the FBI or the DOJ as has been exposed by the FISA memo. This is crucial to understand. This means that they endorse the abuse of power, that they believe that the proper role of government is to be weaponized against conservatives. This is what leftists believe. They also are so delusional that they believe they are in the right. They don't see how they've become a fascist totalitarian regime. They don't understand the fact that they are the danger to a free society, and they don't realize that they, through these actions and the support of the insane deranged left, including late-night television, comedy, well, so-called comedy, hate speech TV, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and the others, that these people, the left, are disqualified from participating in a free society. They do not qualify to participate in any election because if they don't get the outcome that they demand, and they try to rig everything, by the way, they rigged the Democrat primary against Bernie Sanders, and then they tried to rig this whole election with Donald Trump. You know, there was Russia collusion. It was with Hillary Clinton and the DOJ and the FBI, Christopher Steele, Fusion GPS. That's the collusion. It's there. They tried to rig it. They tried to steal it, and they failed. And remember before the election when you had all these left-wing people like Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, I guarantee you Trump will not be president. I guarantee you you can take it to the bank. Remember they were saying that? Have you seen those videos? And it was lots of Democrats. That's because they knew the whole thing was rigged. They knew that the election was being stolen by Hillary. They knew that in advance. That's why they were so shocked when Trump won. They couldn't believe that the will of the people overruled the corruption and the voting fraud and the election theft by the left. They just couldn't believe it happened. So what's becoming very clear now is that the left is not qualified to participate in any free society. They can't participate in democracy because if they lose, they go insane. When they are lawless and when it's exposed that they are lawless and committing fraud and committing treason, they don't see that that's a problem. You know, when Watergate took place, it was Republicans who came out and said, oh, this is wrong. You know, Watergate was small time compared to this, compared to the FISA memo fraud. I mean, the FISA warrant application fraud. You know, Watergate was nothing compared to this. And yet there isn't a single prominent Democrat who has come out and said, wait a minute, this is abuse of power. This is not the way we should run our country. You know, where is Obama saying, this is not who we are? As he always liked to say in his speeches. He's not saying it now, is he? Because this is who they are. Totalitarian police state regimes, treason, lying on getting spy warrants on American citizens, abusing their power. They they set Hillary Clinton free by covering up her crimes, her multiple crimes, theft of government property, obstruction of justice, destruction of evidence, violations of national security laws. All these things that Hillary did that are irrefutable facts, by the way, that the FBI covered up, and James Comey exonerated her. And Peter Strzok changed the speech of James Comey to make sure that it didn't read gross negligence. I think that's the term. Instead, they made it say, what was it? Like that she was just irresponsible or something. They exonerated her. The left believes that government should be weaponized against their political enemies. That's what's crucial to understand. And as a result, they will now move into the next phase. Now that this phase, they've been found out. They've been exposed. The political coup failed. They did not overthrow Trump. They did not get him out of office. They did not install Hillary Clinton as president, even though they tried in every way possible. They tried to change the Electoral College, the electors. They tried to threaten them. Remember that? Before Trump was officially elected by the Electoral College? And then they tried to stage a little coup on Inauguration Day. That didn't work either because there was big security there. And they tried this whole Russia collusion conspiracy theory with the complicit mainstream media playing along as propaganda puppets, planting false stories that the FBI then cited in their FISA application to defraud the FISA court judge in order to get approval for spying on Trump team officials. You talk about fraud. You talk about corruption. Watergate times 10, times 100. This is absolute treason. Gosar is correct. Congressman Gosar, he is absolutely correct. This is treason. These individuals need to be charged, indicted, prosecuted for treason. Nothing less. This was treason. These are crimes against the state, not just against Trump and his civil rights and his team members and so on. These are crimes against America. This is treason. And that's why treason carries the death penalty as one of the possible, repercussions. Although, again, I don't think that's going to be used here. I'm just saying that is possible under U.S. law. But now they're going to move into the kinetic phase. And here's how they're going to pull it off, okay? It's so easy to figure this out. I mean, their plans are so easy to reverse engineer. As Trump, listen carefully, as Trump goes after these corrupt FBI officials and as Congress seeks indictments against people like James Comey, the left will say that that's a political coup taking place, and they'll call for a rising up of left-wing brainwashed zombie people all across America to take back their country. In other words, they're going to twist it around 180 degrees while they are attempting a communist coup takeover of this country to throw Trump out of office. They're going to tell their people that no, they're defending America and that Trump is attempting a political coup. You see how that works? But in reality, Trump is simply holding people accountable for their crimes. Trump is applying the law. Trump is seeking justice for all of America by making sure that criminal traitors like James Comey are put behind bars, which is where they belong, and many others, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, and so on, a long list. I've said the names many times. So Trump is draining the swamp. Trump is cleaning house. Trump is restoring lawfulness back to this republic. But the left is going to say that that's a political coup, and everybody needs to rise up, and they're going to call for murdering police, and they're going to call for resistance, and they're going to call for overthrowing Trump and occupying the White House and ushering in a communist takeover. This is their next step, and it's coming. And all this late-night comedy hatred is all sort of the pre-Civil War narrative to whip up the hatred as much as possible and to promote communism as they're doing in the schools and universities as much as possible. So they have an army of clueless, indoctrinated, brainwashed, left-wing zombie libtards who they think are going to take over this country. So the day is coming, and I'll keep you informed about this. So keep listening to HealthRangerReport.com. Keep reading NaturalNews.com. The day is coming, my fellow friends and patriots and Americans, the day is coming where you are likely going to have to defend your nation against an attempted, what's the right way to call this? Well, an attempted militant communist coup takeover by the left. They're going to attempt it. you may be needed to defend your nation. That day is coming because, again, the soft coup failed. The political coup, the secret government, the deep state coup failed. So now the only option they have left is to have an actual kinetic assault, which is what communist regimes have done throughout history in China and Russia and many other countries as well. This is what's happened throughout history. It's coming. It's coming to America next. It may take months or a couple of years for this to get fully ramped up, but it's coming. They are going to try to overthrow this country, and you, or I should say we the people, are going to have to defend this nation in support of the police, in support of the National Guard, in support of national defense, in support of democracy, the Trump administration, and lawfulness in this republic. Get ready, that day is coming. It's coming. Stay tuned for more coverage as this unfolds. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.